This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. It will be the second budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. After the presentation of the budget in the Lok Sabha, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Ahead of the budget presentation, the economic survey was tabled in both houses of parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. The Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange will remain open for trading today on account of the presentation of the Union Budget. This is only the third instance when the share market will remain open on a Saturday for the budget. Ahead of a presentation of Union Budget in Parliament, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and senior officials of Finance Ministry called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The President extended her best wishes to the Union Finance Minister. India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $5.57 billion to $629.55 billion in the week ending January 24, according to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India. The uptick was primarily attributed to a significant gain in foreign currency assets, FCA, a major component of the reserves. The World Book Fair 2025 will commence today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This year, the fair's theme is We, the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India. The 9-day fair will be inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu. Speaking to Akashwani News, the director of the National Book Trust, Yuvraj Malik, highlighted that this year, Russia is the focus country of the fair and over 50 countries will participate. He added that nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers will attend the fair. On the raising day of the Indian Coast Guard today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the force for its bravery, dedication and relentless vigilance in protecting the country's vast coastline. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that from maritime security to disaster response, from anti-smuggling operations to environmental protection, the Indian Coast Guard is a formidable guardian of the country's seas, ensuring the safety of its waters and people. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Mahakumbh, Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam. Our correspondent reports that the grand and divine Mahakumbh is also capturing global attention. The heads of diplomatic missions from various countries will visit Mahakumbh today. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate annual Udhyanotsav of the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Amrit Udhyan will be open for public viewing from tomorrow. People can visit the Udhyan 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. except on Mondays, which are maintenance days. Booking and entry to the garden is free of cost. In the United States, multiple casualties are feared after a small aircraft crashed in northeast Philadelphia last night, sparking a large fire and prompting a major emergency response. The crash occurred near the busy Roosevelt Mall in the residential neighborhood of Ronhurst, police reported. The domestic benchmark indices opened on a positive note today ahead of presentation of Union Budget 2025-26 by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Lok Sabha. The Sensex gained 117 points to open at 77,618 and the Nifty 50 rose 37 points to start at 23,546. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 15 runs in the fourth T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune last night, taking an unassailable 3-1 lead in the five-match series. In the Tata Steel Chess Tournament, world champion Gukesh Domaraju maintained his half-point lead at the top with a comfortable draw against China's Wei Yi after round 11 in Vijk Inez, the Netherlands, yesterday. Meanwhile, Ramesh Babu Pragyananda outsmarted top seed and American Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana to close in on the leader. And that is the end of this news bulletin.